Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I think a lot of it is really just pour salt in the wound of the community that is still healing from that. And so I think it's very outrageous.
Michelle Gross with Minnesota's Communities United Against Police Brutality says the White House shouldn't be ending consent decrees, especially just before the anniversary of the murder of George Floyd. The agreements with Minneapolis and Louisville came when courts found patterns of racial problems in policing after the killings of Floyd and Breonna Taylor. The Justice Department calls them overbroad and says they give power to anti-police bureaucrats. The mayor of Minneapolis says the reforms there will go ahead anyway. President Donald Trump made fringe claims of white genocide in a meeting with South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa, citing death chants aimed at Afrikaans farmers. Ramaphosa, a successful businessman and leader of a multiracial and multi-party post-apartheid coalition, replied that the chants did not reflect government policy. A federal judge has ruled that 8 men from various nations deported to South Sudan were denied due process. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons calls them dangerous men who did get their day in court.
These individuals did receive due process. We are able to do this under this administration.
The Pentagon has formally accepted a $400 million luxury jet intended for Trump's use from the government of Qatar. A new survey shows small business owners are worried about the future, with fewer than a fifth planning to make long-term investments this year. Former Small Business Administration Deputy Director Dilawar Sayed says that's the worst number since the pandemic and blames tariffs and trade unpredictability.
Two-thirds of the 35 million small businesses import, and 97% of all exporters are small businesses. So folks may not think of small businesses being at the front end of the trade policy impact. They are at the tip of the spear.
Education leaders are sounding the alarm about affordability. Courtney Brown with Lumina Foundation says a new survey they did with Gallup found adults without a college degree think higher education is worth it, but few think they can afford it.
Almost 90% of adults without a degree or credential. So these are people that either are enrolled or they stopped out or they've never touched higher education. They have a belief in the value of higher education. Yet, only 30% of Americans believe that they have access to quality, affordable education.
Ohio lawmakers are advancing bipartisan legislation to give a tax break to working family caregivers. Jenny Carlson with AARP says other states and Congress should do the same.
Family caregivers are the backbone of the U.S. care system, providing over $21 billion worth of uncompensated care annually in Ohio.
I'm Alex Gonzalez, in for Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.